Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you feel like crap when you eat like crap? We've been talking about that for years, where fake food and bad food and not real healthy food can make you depressed. Well, we have another study saying just that. Artificial sweeteners and ultra-processed foods may lead to depression. And we have depression skyrocketing. Well, why? Now, if somebody wakes up, they may have a breakfast sandwich or some bacon and sausage or some Lucky Charms. Lunchtime, they may eat a hamburger, slice of pizza at work. Dinner time, might pick up some fried chicken on the way home. Where's your salad? Where's your vegetables? Where's your fresh fish? So researchers at Harvard University and Massachusetts General Brigham Hospital in Massachusetts evaluated the diets of more than 30,000 white middle-aged women. 7,000 were clinically diagnosed with depression. The researchers suggested that consuming ultra-processed foods like snacks, sauces, ready-to-eat meals could be to blame for depression. We know that artificial sweeteners like aspartame, according to the World Health Organization, which deemed a carcinogen, those who take in artificial sweeteners were associated with higher rates. Now, experts say you cannot say that a diet soda causes depression, but they're finding an association. It's a research letter published in JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, on Wednesday, and it looked at 31,000 women aged 42 to 62. Researchers asked them to complete questionnaires about their eating habits every 4 years. Not sure how long they were evaluated for, but they used two definitions of depression, strict and broad. Strict meant they were diagnosed with a condition, regularly used antidepressants. Broad depression were patients, had a clinical diagnosis and maybe or not took antidepressants. 2,100 of those 31,000 had strict depression, 4,800 had broad depression. And researchers found that eating ultra-processed foods had a link. Artificial sweeteners and artificially sweetened beverages were directly associated with a greater risk of depression because it activated certain compounds in the brain. Now, they didn't go into details, but we've spoken about that with our dopamine, with our insulin. When you have something that is hundreds of times sweeter than regular sugar and it touches your tongue, and diet drinks are sweet. One of my favorite diet drinks is the zero sugar vanilla Coke. It tastes like vanilla Coke. Zero sugar has artificial sweeteners in there. But my guess is when my tongue tastes that Coca-Cola and that vanilla, it's like, guys, all right, get the insulin ready. Dahlia has had something really sugary. All hands on deck. Then the food goes down the gullet, gets into the stomach. By the time it gets to the intestine, the pancreas and all the insulin is like, what the hell is this? Where's the sugar? It's this compound. It's this artificial sweetener. What do we do, boss? Well, I don't know. I guess take the day off? Now you have all this insulin circulating with nothing to do. And the insulin will take any sugar, do its job. Any sugar floating around the bloodstream, it'll get into the cells. It acts like a key to get the food from the bloodstream to the cell. Sugar from the bloodstream to the cell. So you actually get hypoglycemic. Diet drinks make me hungry. So I don't really like to drink diet drinks. Why does it make me hungry? Because there's all this insulin, and it's like all dressed up and nowhere to party. All dressed up and no sugar for it. So it's wanting me to eat sugar. So you actually crave more sugar when you take artificial sweeteners in because of the insulin. Well, now your body's ticked. Does your body feel satisfied, satiated? Does it feel nourished? No. It feels gypped. And it's like, where's my sugar? You promised me sugar. And you gave me artificial sweetener. You promised me a bowl full of vegetables, and you gave me some pesto frozen ultra processed dish or cheese food. Oh, your body does not like cheese food. I mean, you know, it'll handle cheese. You might get a little constipated because it's pretty gummy. But you give it cheese food? What the hell is a cheese food? So that's a problem. So for those of you that do kind of feel like, you know, I don't necessarily feel bad enough to need medicines, but sometimes during the day, I'm just in a rut, and I want to reach for sugar, because that's the dopamine. Sugar helps give a little bit of a dopamine lift and a serotonin lift, but then you come down again. Grab a handful of spinach. Grab a handful of celery. Eat a carrot. Eat a piece of fruit. Fruit will give you the sugar. I'd rather you eat the vegetables, but, you know, get a healthier form. And you'll notice, you will start feeling better. Now, mind you, people with true clinical depression, yes, we do have medications to help them with that. Many people have tried their diet. Sometimes, if your serotonin is low, it's just low. And you need serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors to help keep the serotonin you have and elevate your levels. But I see what people eat, and I don't know how they operate. I don't know how they get out of bed. I am blown away at how the kidneys are still functioning, the liver is still functioning when all you're feeding your body is crap. And I know a lot of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, I don't have time to cook. I can't cook fish. I can't cook vegetables. You don't have to. There's make sure it's washed, but there's ready-made boxes, and it's inexpensive, of lettuce and spinach leaves and dark greens. I grab those, and I take a handful. And mind you, they taste bitter, but I get a handful into my mouth. If you're swallowing vitamins and having that chalky taste in your mouth, you could easily have a handful of vegetables in your mouth. And just do that, a fistful. Every few hours. It'll also keep you full. It'll help you lose weight. But we don't do it. And I get it. Trust me, I love chocolate. If I want to feel better, I eat chocolate. But then I don't get out of my funk overall. You got to eat vegetables. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. Now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, I think we, being all urbanized as we are, and having domesticated animals, like a little Bichon Frise puppy dog, little baby kitty cat we might get from a neighbor's cat that just had a litter. I think we have not been teaching our kids and understanding as parents how deadly animals can be. And a neighbor's best friend, like a dog, pit bull, any dog, but it could turn around and be the death of your child. We also live in areas where there's other animals. Coyotes, bears, rattlesnakes, crocodiles, alligators. Now, we are surrounded by things that really don't care about a sidewalk or a gutter. Sadly, a 17-month-old toddler was killed after an animal attack when he wandered away from his Louisiana home. D'Angelo Manning was found dead in a clearing half a mile from a home on Winkler Road in Claiborne. Sheriff's office had been notified that Manning and a four-year-old had been missing and walked away from the property after 10 a.m. Shortly after, deputies found the four-year-old wandering a half a mile from the residence. The child was treated by EMS teams, found to be uninjured except for minor scratches. However, his sibling, which we believe, sadly died. Deputy state troopers, canine officers, volunteer firemen, private citizens continue to search for the toddler. When they did find him, he was in an area where timber had recently been harvested. Sheriff Sam Dowies said that the apparent cause of death appeared to have been the result of an animal attack. We don't know exactly what animal. They're still investigating that. The mom said in a post, "I found out I was pregnant with you on my birthday. It was a big surprise for me. I was happy, so happy to have you. Your brothers loved you so much. Still, do you wear my baby?" I'm not sure. That could be a typo. And she's obviously heartbroken. So they do have a GoFundMe. There's a fundraiser target of $10,000. I think they're already over $2,000. But Louisiana, I mean, you know, there's a lot of animals. There's a lot of, you know, especially if it's near a swamp area. Horrifying. And, you know, kids wander. They do. And they explore. And they're interested in things. But we forget that we are on other animals' land. And I had to learn that lesson the hard way this year. I had a rescue cat. Rescue cat was with us for 12 years. I think she was 12 years old at the time. But with all rescues, you want to still let them have a little bit of their, you know, background. I don't make them all be always indoors. They could go in and out of the doggy door if they want, because we have a doggy door for the dog. And she was a house cat, slept with us every single night, would see patients with me, but loved her 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. roam around the neighborhood when it was cool. Well, a coyote got her and decapitated her. I still can't even, I couldn't imagine what this mom is going through, losing a baby. I wouldn't even compare that. But when you know, realize that there's animals around you, they don't care about a gate. They don't care if there's a golf course nearby. They don't care if there's a sidewalk or if there's a school. If these animals are hungry or they feel threatened, they're going to go after. You know, and kids, they read books and they see these cartoons, so they think animals are all nice. And I don't want a kid. We didn't want our kids scared of animals. We had dogs adopted before they even, you know, left my womb. So they had, exposure, you know, from an allergy perspective and understood animals. But we always taught them just don't go up to another dog. You just don't know. So we don't know if this was a dog. We don't know if this was, you know, in Louisiana, there's a whole variety of animals it could be. But it's heartbreaking to see this happen. And it's even more heartbreaking that families aren't watching their kids and aren't aware. That grandma in Florida who was walking her dog in a gated community that was on a lake. And you see, was it an alligator? I always mix up alligators and crocodiles. I think it was an alligator. That was swimming across. You could see its eyes. It wanted the dog. So it jumped out, tried to attack the dog, and then it attacked the grandma. And the grandma was killed. Now, does the average person walking their dog have a weapon on them? Have a knife? No, nobody is expecting to have to meet a wild animal. I mean, now we're starting to have a little bit of awareness where we could be mugged. Like that guy in Philly who was walking his dog at 7 p.m. and he got shot in the chest. Now, we understand that people could come up to us, but when we think we're going to be safe around people, we forget that there could also be animals. And it's just heartbreaking to see something like this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a little bit more information on this Patriots fan who died. Dale Mooney was at the Patriots-Dolphins game. And the original reports is he was pummeled by a Dolphin fan who caused him to lose consciousness and die. Now we're being told that that might not be what happened. 53-year-old Dale Mooney, may he rest in peace, was not killed by being beaten up at a game. The autopsy identified an undisclosed medical issue that could have contributed to his death. We're thinking probably heart-related. DA Michael Morrissey confirmed that the issue was a potential contributor to his death, but the case will require further testing. The Dolphins fan delivered two blows, but they say that did not cause fatal injuries. Morrissey says our investigation has included numerous law enforcement interviews and the examination of multiple angles of video capturing the scuffle prior to Mr. Mooney's collapse during the Sunday game at Gillette Stadium. Preliminary autopsy results did not suggest traumatic injury, but did identify a medical issue. Cause and manner of death remain undetermined, pending further testing. Their investigation remains ongoing. They say any eyewitness who has not already been interviewed by police or anyone in possession of original video of the accident is asked to contact detectives. So there has been some report that there was a scuffle that might have been originated by the person who died. And again, we don't want to guess. We don't want to spread any rumors. But apparently it ended with him collapsing and not before he possibly was hit by a Dolphin fan. Now, one said that the Dolphins fan taunted him, and then the fight broke out. And I've told you guys this before. Okay, it's a game. Now, I get that, you know, Democrats and Republicans want to hate each other. Right? Cowboy fans and Commander fans want to hate, you know, people love to have this tribalism of we, you know, are of this group, so we hate your group. But, you know, it's a sport. It's a game. I mean, I'm a Cowboy fan, but now we have the Raiders, led by Jimmy Garoppolo. You bet your butt I'm also a Raiders fan. Okay, you can spread the love. But as I said in the earlier opening statement when we started the show, when you do get into a fight or a scuffle, if anything happens to that person after, it doesn't even have to be immediate. It could be later that night. Your fingerprints could be all over that one. And so if you push somebody, hit somebody, and then somebody says, and then they say, well, I actually sustained a bleed, so you actually killed them, even though they died hours later or days later. Realize that it's not like in the movies where you can push or punch somebody and then they walk away saying, my bad. Charges can be filed. And on top of that, it could cause an induction of a heart attack or a stroke. Now, we know somebody who somebody was yelling at this guy's wife and kids. So the husband came over and pushed the guy, saying, pick on somebody your own size. The guy fell back, ends up hitting his head, sustaining a brain bleed, and dies. So the person who pushed him is now up on manslaughter charges. You know, don't engage. You don't, and I understand, we were born to fight. We were born to wrestle. We were born to hunt. I get that. But get your outlet in another setting. You know, do a martial arts class, whatever. Join WWE, I don't care, MMA. But you get into a scuffle with somebody, and they have a heart condition, or they have they're on blood thinners, and can very easily bleed in the brain, you're now in trouble. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The Pentagon spending bill that was put in front of the House of Representatives yesterday was voted out, with five Republicans voting against it, breaking the majority needed. That bill would have given funding to the U.S. military and other institutions and avoided a government shutdown at the end of the month. Meetings with foreign leaders are on President Biden's schedule today. He'll meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Attorney General Merrick Garland is set to testify before the House Judiciary Committee today. Garland's appearance comes as Judiciary and two other committees in the Republican-controlled House are conducting investigations into President Biden and his son Hunter. Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to leave interest rates at current levels when the central bank issues its quarterly update today. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you have not made your plans for the holiday travel. And I know it's only September, but if you are planning on traveling for the holidays, you got to start thinking about that now if you haven't. Have your ticket ready. Figure out where you're going to go. I have a wedding in Maui to go to next July. And I wanted to wait, you know, because I wanted to let, you know, the city regroup and do what they needed to. But then I realized they kind of need money now. So they probably need my hotel money. The airlines probably could use the money now. And I don't know if the rates are going to go up or down. So I got a refundable just in case. But I already booked that because I'm just, you know, I just don't know what... I have to go to a wedding and you know, I can't move it from Maui because I'm not the one getting married. And so if I have to be there, I have to be there. And so, you know, I already started planning that, and that's 9 months in advance. Actually, you know, the wedding's actually 10 months away. So you guys are a little bit then behind if you haven't set up your Christmas travel. But one thing that might help you is knowing which airports are a disaster and which aren't. Now, I don't like to bag on any airports. One of my favorite airports was Bozeman. Beautiful, not too busy, piece of cake. When I fly to Montana, I love Bozeman Airport. Gorgeous. But I do have to go to big cities sometimes. The Atlanta airport I've never had an issue with. JFK, I'm very comfortable with JFK. Newark, I had some issues with. Newark, the problem I had with Newark is, and I heard this is really, really common, was when I had to fly there, not this last June, but the June before, there was no staff, and they closed part of the airport. So we had to circle Cleveland. Then we ran out of fuel, and we had to land at an Air Force base north of Newark and JFK to fuel up. Then finally Newark opened. There wasn't it wasn't a weather issue. The weather was perfect. Then they finally opened up part of the airport, so then we could finally land hours later. And I don't know if Newark has a staffing issue. I just don't know. But there's apparently a rank list of North America's worst airports, according to customer satisfaction. They say soaring demand following the pandemic and seasonal delays have led to a shakeup in North America's most beloved and least liked airports. This is a report published by J.D. Power. They say travelers, frequent U.S. travelers, overall customer satisfaction improved by 3 points this year, which is kind of interesting because you would think they had more issues. But maybe these people were happy because they were ones who didn't have the issue. So looking at the best and worst airports, the worst was Newark. New Jersey's Newark Liberty International Airport fell to bottom place with a score of 732 out of 1,000 for customer satisfaction, the lowest of all of them. Now, Newark is one of the country's busiest. It serves 43.4 million passengers. So the more passengers, the lower the satisfaction score. Now, they do have a new terminal, Terminal A, which opened to the public in January. But not everybody has been able to benefit and see the new terminal. Toronto Pearson International Airport, so this also includes Canada, was the second lowest rating. 50% increase in passenger volume led to stretching out services and led to crowding. Toronto served 35.6 million passengers last year. Now, their peak used to be 50 million in 2019. Third place was Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. Then came Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood International Airport. Boston Logan came in fifth, score of 762. Now, who did the best? Apparently, Detroit Metropolitan Wayne County Airport. They improved the score by 9 points. They were 800 out of 1,000. They served 28 million travelers last year alone. They improved all areas, including TSA, baggage claim, food, beverage, retail, which is kind of what they base this on. Minneapolis came in second place. I had a good experience in Minneapolis. 796 of a score. They served 31.2 million passengers in 2022, a 24% increase. Now, this was a little bit of a shocker. Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas. Since the name changed from McCarran to Harry Reid had a lot of issues, like that one plane that was stuck on a tarmac for hours with no air conditioning and people had to pee on themselves. Now, I don't know if this study was before that incident. It's my airport in Las Vegas. I usually have no issues with it, especially with the new terminal that they opened up. You know, if there are delays, it's because of delays coming in from other countries. There's plenty of food. I like the airport. A lot of people are mixed why they called it Harry Reid. You know, they would have liked Las Vegas International Airport, even though we saw Perump and Henderson and all that. But it was McCarran. There were a lot of issues with it being named McCarran because of Senator McCarran and some of his ties. And Harry Reid, however, made a lot of individuals a little upset. May he rest in peace, because he was a Democratic leader. And people thought that it was now going to turn a state that's been purple more blue. I it's the name of an airport, but it just, Harry Reid doesn't represent everybody in Nevada, Southern Nevada. So, you know, not sure if that was the best choice, but that's the name of our airport. According to Clark County, the airport recorded 49.1 million passengers on domestic routes. International flying up 234.9% to 2.5 million passengers. Scenic helicopter flights also up about 30%. One thing that has really helped for me living in Las Vegas is now we have direct flights. We have like direct flights to London. So if I ever do need to get to Europe for a meeting or something like that, it's a direct flight to London. Makes that a hell of a lot easier than having to take a flight, go to Newark, have to deal with whatever happens in Newark, and then end up making it across the pond. Dallas-Fort Worth came in number four. They ranked the second busiest airport in the world. Miami International Airport came in number five. Interesting how Miami Airport can do well, but the Fort Lauderdale Airport not. So the worst, Newark, Toronto, Seattle, Fort Lauderdale, Boston, Logan, O'Hare, in Chicago, LAX, Phoenix, Sky Harbor International Airport. Number eight, the best were Detroit, Minneapolis, Harry Reid, Dallas-Fort Worth, Miami, then San Francisco, Denver, Hartsfield, Jackson, Atlanta, Orlando Airport, George Bush Intercontinental Airport, JFK, Charlotte Douglas. So interesting. But, you know, for those of you that are looking at, all right, travel, what do I do? As I've said this before, pick a flight that is hopefully nonstop. And I know a lot of you live in areas where you can't do that. But some of these airlines do have nonstop. Or the layover is in a place that is, you know, less chaotic than, shall we say, Newark or O'Hare. And I get a lot of these places of hubs, so they'll take you there, and then from there you'll be able to go to your other place. But, you know, really look at where the layover is. You know, I just look at the time of flight and, you know, what the shortest layover is. But sometimes that's not the best strategy. Maybe opt for a little longer layover as long as it's in a place that's solid. Because what good is getting there with only a 40-minute layover just to be delayed or have an issue with that plane, you know, or an issue getting in? Also, keep in mind, you know, in terms of, you know, find a place where you could very easily get a car. You know, I told you guys this with the delays and the big clusters that have been happening with airlines. You know, if you do have a layover, make sure it's a place you're comfortable being at. You know, one of my friend's moms was stuck at, I think it was the Houston airport, and had to sleep on the ground for a day because of all the delays. You know, didn't have anybody she could go to and stay at. No local hotels were available, so she had to sleep on the floor. You know, it's, you know, pick a place where you know you could probably have a place to stay or a friend to call if you needed to. And then, of course, you know, if you could do away with baggage and only bring a carry-on, that might also ease up your ability to change a flight if you have to. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So making headlines is this Houston school district policy looking at teachers and their days off. And when I read it, I don't think it's as bad as everybody is saying it is. So a Texas school district has changed its policy. And teachers who use more than their allotted time off could risk termination. Now, when you hear that, you're like, okay, what the hell? Why would they do that? They really want to lose teachers? But when we read a little bit more, actually, they still have a lot of flexibility, and they still have a lot of time off. So Houston Independent School District teachers get 10 days total leave per school year from the district and the state. This is on top of summers off, vacation, weekends, three-day weekends, all that. They get 10, quote-unquote, leave days. All days off have to be approved, Restrictions apply to how many days teachers can take off in a row. Teachers who have run out of leave time and need more days will be prohibited from taking unpaid leave, they said. And the policy said they could face disciplinary action, including losing their jobs. Now, there is leave they are allowing for medical leave. You could still have medical leave, cancer leave. And teachers are kind of panicking because, like, one teacher apparently had cancer. She had a pre-approved doctor's visit, so she thought that she would not get, not keep her job. And no, you can still keep your job. You still have family medical leave. That gives you up to, 3 months of leave. And then you could always extend that longer. But they say teachers who have used their 10 days off will not be allowed docked days or discretionary use of leave, but eligible employees can still qualify for family, medical, military, temporary disability leave. A docked day is when an employee is denied pay because they do not have enough leave time to cover an absence. No employee may be absent for more than 15 days of discretionary leave, regardless of how much leave is in an employee's leave bank. So basically, because there's summer vacation and all the other vacations, if somebody wants to take 2 weeks off for a trip, they can't take off more than 15 days. Now, keep in mind, 15 days is actually 3 weeks. And that's discretionary leave, not medical leave. The district says division superintendents may grant exceptions for extra days off in certain cases. Teachers who have exhausted their 10 days off, which is 2 weeks, can receive an extra 5 days of unpaid leave if they become infected with COVID. Because with COVID, you're isolating and you can have long COVID. So what's going on here? You know, why the policy change? So it looks like what they're doing, and, you know, this is something I had an issue with my staff. And this is why I said when you're going to renew leave, renew the leave right before cough and cold season. Because when you give leave in the summer or when you give leave first of the year, people take it. They got this idea, if you don't use it, you lose it. And maybe some policies are like that. So they'll use it for extra spring break. They'll use it for, I mean, if you don't have a school teacher who's actually working during the summer, people will use it in the summer for summer break. Then all of a sudden, November comes around and they come to work sick with the flu. And when people go, why did you come to work and get us sick? They go, I don't have any leave. And they go, your boss won't give you leave? Nope. Well, they use their leave up. And this prompted some employers, which I still don't think is right, but these employers were overwhelmed. Some employers said, look, we're going to tell you when you have your leave. So you could take this week off, you could take this week off, this week we don't have everybody taking off at the same time. This is where you get your paid vacation. Now, I don't like that. I really think it should be up to the person, and to be used if they're sick. But the problem is people use up their leave. And then what happens? And I know America's answer is, well, give them more leave. Well, what we're dealing with right now, and I don't know if Houston is, but in Las Vegas, we're having these call-outs. So teachers have a new bank of leave, and teachers are organizing call-outs. And then the schools are closed. Well, if they're going to use their leave for call-outs, they're not going to have much leave when they're sick. And so I guess what this school might be doing, and again, it could be that they're jerks. Maybe I'm reading this wrong. But it looks like you do get medical leave, military leave, total temporary disability leave. All that's fine, but it's just for your extra days that you're taking. There's a finite amount. And, if you go over that, then it's going to be unpaid leave. And that's kind of what has been the norm. And I've said I've always been on the side of teachers because teachers are underpaid for what they do. But, when you work as a teacher, it's a 9-month job. Even though, yes, you do have orientation and you do have things to do during the summer, they almost get 3 months off total every year. They could work a second job. They could be with their families. That's when their vacation, because that's how it used to be. It used to actually be a little bit of an easier system. Teachers would take their vacation during the summer. or hold a second job, do whatever. Came back during the school year. Get to also take off during Thanksgiving and the holidays. Same thing with the kids. Come back. Have X amount of sick leave. That'd be a sub. Finish the school year. Now a lot of school districts are adding extra days for teachers to be able to take off. Staff appreciation day, staff rest day. But it's not enough. Teachers are still feeling overwhelmed. Why are teachers feeling overwhelmed? Well, because a good part of the country gets to work from home, and they can't. That's why we saw these teachers doing dance videos during COVID. Now they were, like, making dance videos because they didn't want to have to go back and face COVID. And I get that. I mean, you know, it stinks that other people get to be home, and you have to be exposed to cough, colds, flus, things like that. But, you know, I mean, before COVID, you know, and it's... I mean, we all were exposed to it. We taught classes. I saw patients in person. You know, not much has changed. Except now, when somebody's friend gets to sleep in and work from home and get to work two jobs and make money on the side, now having to go into the office is harder. And we do have a leave problem because people use their leave. Friends have called me and I'm like, you're home? Yeah, I took the day off. I wasn't feeling it. I had patients that call up asking for work notes. And they go, look, you know, work stresses me out. I just wasn't feeling it. I took off. I need a note. Then I get paid. Well, I mean, eventually there's only X amount of money employers can pay for you not wanting to come in. You think the employer wants to come in also? Now, it's a problem. And my biggest fear is if they can't find teachers that want to work and if they can't afford teachers and what they deserve, they're going to automate. Part of the class day is going to be online. That's how it's going to start. It's not going to be all classes online, but what they're going to do is maybe part-time. Where, all right, we have the teachers that could come in part-time, we'll split the teachers up, and then half the class is going to be virtual. This way we only have to hire one teacher to teach all these kids. And then it's going to eventually be all virtual. And your class is going to be taught by AI, or maybe one teacher that's dealing with most of the classrooms. And it's going to be a shame. Because I love having educators. I love having people there. That 5-to-1 ratio of a teacher to a student. You're not going to be able to get that online. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.